7. Now, we're going to go to some more local issues, and I'm joined on the line now with my tongue is catching, Independent Councillor and Mayor of Naas, Seamy Moore. Good morning, Seamy.
Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, and listen, thanks so much for joining us. Just looking at your recent motions, one was in relation to the Kilcullen roadworks. There was a new consultant's report identifying some of the designed weaknesses, and it looks like, has there been a few recorded incidents of trips and falls?
Correct, Tara. There's nearly a fall every week, at least one.
Okay.
It has gone into huge double-digit numbers, and very upsetting to both the people who fall and to people like councillors who have been desperately trying to get something done about this practically from week one and certainly from month one of its installation. So we've been harping to get it done. There's a request in for about $1 million to rectify it. But I've asked that whatever they're proposing to do, that they talk with the councillors first rather than go to a contractor and then they tell us, well, it's not within the contract to do this or do that. So we want to discuss all of the things that we see, like, for instance, large buses can't negotiate that junction very well. Ambulances can't find space because cars can't move over within the channels that they're in because of the high curbing. And there's chaos with things like that. Plus the fact there's huge exposure to pedestrian safety at the public realm area between what we call Swans on the Green and Super Value. There's very definitely a big need for a pedestrian crossing there. Plus raised platforms on the other two roads, the Ballymore Road and the Kilcullen Road. And perhaps the moving of an existing traffic pedestrian crossing that's there more southwards, so that it benefits the people who are crossing into that public realm area.
And Seamy,
so
what did the council say then?
Sorry again?
What did they say to your proposal about
voting? No, they have accepted that they will invite the councillors in to have a look at the designs and maybe offer some changes that would be, or additions that would be helpful to it. So there's a new realm of staff, a new regime of staff in the public realm area, in the active travel area, the callers on the road section. And we're very delighted that this offer has been given to us to come and meet them. Yes.
Okay, great. And then your next motion was outlining, you were just, I suppose, alluding to the fact that the house population, there's a lot of, you know, there's a major increase in the Salins Naas area, and then you wanted to look at the proposed transport infrastructure and basically, I suppose, making sufficient road space for safe cycle lanes.
On the Salins Road, which is going to be a huge corridor for us in the future, we will have a second railway station in that area. We will have a new town of 11,000 people at stage one. Who knows, it could be 15 or 20,000 people by the time it's fully developed in years to come. And as well as that, Salins itself is an expanding town. All of these things are happening on the north side and the north exit out of Naas, which is the Salins Road. And there is one area where it cones in, bottlenecks in to a single line of traffic in both directions. But if you're going to Salins and you get a green light, that's fine, providing there's not a car in front of you that wants to turn across the junction and into Munreed. You've got to wait and wait and wait until that car is gone before you can move forward. Plus the fact that there are no cycle lanes at that area, but there are cycle lanes coming out of the town, and beyond it there are cycle lanes at the GA section. So in the in-between area, cyclists have to share the road with the traffic. Very dangerous, very dangerous. And pedestrians on the footpath are not safe because cars mount the footpath to squeeze past the parked car that's in their way.
And what did the council say with in relation to that, Seamy?
No plans to widen the road or to obtain extra land at each side. But again, the new regime have offered to have a look at it.
Okay.
Because I think it has slipped under the radar with everything else that's going on. This was something that was mooted as far back as 20 years ago.
Right.
And they had gone a long way towards acquiring roadside land, and then they just dropped it. So we don't know why that was that happened, but I'm glad to hear that they're going to now examine it and come back to us and perhaps include it in a new CPO of land to widen the road.
Okay, good. And then you had a question about the parking bylaws for street and residential areas in Naas. You were wondering when were they reviewed or when's the next one. What prompted you to ask that question?
I asked the question because I live in an area which is tremendously overloaded with a lot of cars being parked, but the problems are that they're parking on corners, and that makes it very dangerous for cars coming in, that people who live in the area, plus the other heavy parking means that children are playing in and out between the cars or moving between the cars that are parked to get to their green area to play football or whatever it might be, and it's quite dangerous, and we need to have something done about it. And the only time you can do that is when the parking laws are being reviewed. But again, the particular road section indicated that there is another way to do it.
Okay.
I think they said section 38, and the offer has been given to us now to use that.
Okay, so that again, positive. And then just finally,
all
you asked
positive.
The council, could they confirm if the National Transport Authority or the NTA has responded? They visited, I believe it was May 2023, and there was written proposals, or I suppose you're wondering, there was concerns obviously raised by Kildare County Council then, and you were wondering what has any of the essential actions been addressed?
Correct and right. I'm afraid I'm not looking at it countywide. I'm looking at it from Naas perspective. Again, we will be looking at a Naas town development plan. We're looking at the moment at the Salins one, and we're also looking at this new town in the Millennium Park area. All of those things are going to require community bus services around the Naas area. And I mentioned some of it to you already about the two railway stations in the Salins area, and also complex areas like Naas Gaer on the Salins Road, a couple of schools in that area, the Borough Amenity area. There's a huge passage of people in the area all the time. And the whole idea with these new plans is to reduce the dependency on cars and convert everything into a 10-minute walk, or if you don't have a 10-minute walk, then there's a community bus. But there is no guarantee of these community buses, and I really wanted to talk with NTA about what they are going to do about these new buses that we'd be requiring and park and ride areas to go with leaving the car behind so the bus can pick you up.
So that's is it's kind of a separate issue to the NTA then, or can the council make an application on your behalf, or how does that work, Jamie?
Well, as I've just pointed out, we would be expected as councillors to make decisions in favour of these new plans for Naas, Salins and the new town. And you can't really, in all honesty, make a decision in favour of all these new ideas if you're not sure of the delivery of public services. So I just want to try and... It's very like schools.
Yeah.
If you say, oh, yeah, we will have the schools, you will have them for you. We'll have them for you. It could be 10 years before they provide them, and that could be 8 years too late. So we want to try and get the transport the same way before we endorse these new local area plans.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you so much for sharing
You're very welcome. The
feedback on that. That was Independent Councillor and Mayor of Naas, Shamie Moore. Coming up after the break, we're going to look at a report where more than one third of Kildare residents commute outside of the county for work.
Talk that matters. Text or WhatsApp Kildare today on 0833 97 97 97.
Charge into summer with TUI and secure your holiday today with deals for families and adults flying from your local airport. Holiday